Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're momming today with Sarah Forhetz with Convoy of Hope, a charity that's on a mission to feed the world and has been since 1994. But this year, you did something new. Sarah, welcome to the program. You have a...
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. I'm actually excited for this because, you know, every Christmas, I always say we need to donate. We need to do something good for somebody else. And, you know, there's so much to choose from, but you never get, like, the perfect idea. And this kind of is that perfect idea. You have a gift catalog. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, our first year for the catalog. And so far, so good. Because what do you buy the person who has everything? Honestly, many Americans are in that boat. And so we have this gift catalog where you can buy something like a goat to gift to a family in a developing country. And for them, it's milk, it's income. You can gift chickens. You can buy 10 chickens for $40, and then they have eggs and they can feed not only their family, but the families in the entire community. And, you know, being a woman's show, Lauren, talking about women's empowerment, you can give a woman a feminine hygiene kit. I actually talked to a guy in New York the other day. He was about 25. And he purchased a feminine hygiene kit in honor of his sister, because that is how females stay in school for the entire month long whenever they have something as simple as a maxi pad, which, you know, many of us would take for granted. But for them, it's life changing.
Wow. Wow. I know. I never thought of it like that. The things we take for granted here. So, you know, it's like that saying, you can give a man to a fish, or you can teach him how to fish. And in this sense, yeah, if you're given women, especially restaurant equipment, I'm trying to think of some of the things in this gift catalog, like actual things that they can start a business with, capital for a loan.
Right, it's amazing.
Then they can feed their families with their own two hands because you've provided that infrastructure.
Yeah, like a sewing machine.
A sewing machine.
A sewing machine over there is life-changing. And, you know, here, I mean, $150 for a sewing machine that will literally sustain them. And what's awesome is, then their kids are no longer in the feeding line because they're changing generational poverty by just a small investment that they don't have to pay back. And they see the rewards year after year.
This is, I guess this falls under the category of microloans, right? We've seen.
Yes.
Okay. Is it different, or would this gift giving be in that category?
It would be similar to that. I mean, we give them $300, what would equate to like $300 US to give them store inventory. And that gets them started, but they're not dumb. They're just ignorant of business. So they go through this training program for 12 weeks, come alongside someone who has done what we would call a market analysis in America, and say, hey, what is there needed in your community? And then once you figure that out, say, okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to make shoes? Do you want to make clothes? Do you want to fix hair? Do you want to open a restaurant? You know, and so you're really, I mean, we believe that they've all been gifted by God to do something. And so when you come alongside and teach them that skill, and you're willing to buy the equipment and not expect anything in return from them, I mean, it's truly sustaining them, and they're able to teach their children and raise up a whole new generation of people who are no longer in the food line.
And that is indeed an option in the gift catalog, $300 to provide the startup capital for them to start one of their businesses. That's really awesome. So, I mean, you told us about the young 20-something who bought the $10 hygiene kit for his sister. Give me some other examples of what people are saying to you.
Well, I had a friend buy chickens because we are based in Springfield, Missouri. And a while back, there was this big petition about whether you should be able to have chickens in the city limits. And it got approved. And he is huge on chickens now. But I love it because, I mean, they have so many eggs that he, here in the middle of America, is giving eggs to all of his neighbors. And in America, that's one thing. But in Africa or in Ecuador or in all of these, you know, 16 different countries around the world for women's programming, 21 countries around the world for all of the other programming. I mean, that can change their life. And it's not just them, but it's being multiplied for their whole community with something as simple as a chicken.
Yeah. How did this idea come about? You know, you've been in business, even though you're a nonprofit, since it just sounds weird, feels weird to say you've been in business
right.
since 1994. But, you know, this idea is fresh. Talk about how it came about.
It came about because we in America understand that we have been given so much. And you realize, okay, I don't know what to buy Lauren for Christmas because she seemingly has everything.
Lauren doesn't know what she even wants for Christmas. Okay, that's the point we're at. And same with my kids. We were doing our Santa list the other day, or actually a few weeks ago. We had to get everything in time because of the supply chain issues. So Santa needed extra time. So we did it early. And they were struggling to put things on there. And I just thought that was so depressing. So sad.
Yeah.
You know, we're just so materialistic.
When you consider that you can go gift something and then, like, if I bought a gift for you, I could be like, hey, guess what, Lauren, your name is now on a well in the middle of Africa. You're providing water for entire villages of people. So it's just neat. It's a neat gift to give. And it's funny because I feel like in America, I almost feel weird saying that tongue in cheek, but you're right. We're so spoiled and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
Until you get something like this and you're like, whoa, well, that's perspective.
My kids have everything they want. They can't even put more than like two items on a list for Santa. We're going to have more with Sarah Forhetz with Convoy of Hope on We're Momming Today right after this.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
We're back on We're Momming Today with Sarah, with Convoy of Hope, a nonprofit on a mission to uplift the world through quirky things now, like $25 for girls empowerment training, a sewing machine,
right.
$150, restaurant equipment, $300.
Hygiene kit is only $10. So how about that?
How much have you raised so far?
Oh gosh, it's hundreds of thousands. I don't know the latest figure. I mean, that's why I majored in journalism because I'm not great at math. But I love that people, you know, it's funny because you have a tendency, or at least I do. It's like, I want to give people an affordable gift option, but quite frankly, there are a lot of Americans who could literally dig a well for $12,000 and we're seeing them do that, or give a water filter for $600. I mean, this sounds like a lot of money to many people, but there are so many people who can do that. And we are seeing them do that. And it's really, really cool.
And what has the response been in the let's talk about the 16 countries where you're enabling women?
So far, so good. It's really taking off. And I think it's the recognition that there are so many of us who literally can't make out that Christmas list, kind of like my kids and your kids. And when you realize that you could dig a well in the middle of a village that needs water, they need clean water, and that's $12,000. And I get that that's a lot of money to a lot of people in America, but for many people, they can do it. And it's really cool because we are seeing them do it.
How many people have given the $12,000 for the wells?
I don't know how many we're at this point. I don't know.
A good number, though? I mean, a significant interest?
Yeah, a good number. I mean, a good number of people. And honestly, it's not all you know, your socioeconomic level of like upper class necessarily. I mean, I've interviewed a few people to do different stories, and I'm like amazed at the generosity of young people. It's been really refreshing, honestly.
When you say young people, what age is young to you?
18, 19, 20 year olds
yeah.
who are saying, hey, I want to feed a child for a month for $10.
It's the younger generation that's just very in touch, I think, with other people suffering, with the environment, with culture, more so than you know, money.
I would agree with that. I mean, and I'm a mom and of three kids, and I want to teach generosity. And as you know, the best way to teach something is to model it. So bringing your kids into this process and letting them know, hey, we're giving a stove to a woman who wants to start her own restaurant so that she can feed her kids, like bringing them into the process.
What did they say? Your kids are 8, 10, and 12, right? So they're that,
yes.
That's actually great ages. What do they say to what mom is doing?
They're so fun. Well, to be honest, we have a lot of panhandlers in my town, and I can't go buy one of them without giving them money because my daughter makes sure that I have cash in my car for that purpose.
Oh.
And I love that because, I mean, whether it's this gift catalog or whether it's just your own personal generosity, your kids pick up on that.
You know, that is a very good point. another confession. So my youngest is only 9 months old. So, you know, her, and since we have like every toy imaginable for her age group from her older siblings, I was like, oh, Santa didn't really get her any gifts. And I was, you know, she doesn't know the difference, but my other kids are going to know the difference if their baby
That's
sister
true.
Doesn't get any gifts. So my husband and I are trying to think of what we can put under the tree for the baby that like sets.
Girl, you need to go to Dollar General.
That's a good tone for the other two, you know, because you know how, especially, I mean, my kids are 6 and 3. They're going to be counting the number of gifts that each one gets. I got more than you. So, you know, they're like, we have to set the tone.
I remember the days. So let me tell you this, Lauren. The only thing on my 8-year-old's list this year is to play hockey.
Oh.
I'm like, we could probably dig 4 wells for the price it is to play hockey.
Yeah, hockey's an expensive
sport.
But that's
literally the only thing on there. It's an expensive sport.
So you don't have any options, do you? Jeez, if it's the only thing on there. Sarah, thank you so much for the time and for the ideas. If you want to donate, convoyofhope.org, or if you want to browse the gift catalog yourself to help empower women and their families, go to catalog.convoyofhope.org. Thank you so much.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.